Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And tonight's show is going to be a little different because I have some sad news to report. Many of you have probably heard the news on the Internet, but I want to tell you about a very famous person in the UFO field who has now made the transition and left the planet. But some of you may know that it's been about 2 weeks ago while I was in Europe that Wendell Stevens died. And he was 87 years old. And I think most of you know him. He was just a remarkable person in the UFO field. He had the largest collection of UFO photographs of anyone in the world. There was something like, I believe, 30,000 pictures. And he was an avid UFO researcher all his life. He was a colonel, and he had a lot of background dealing with the military and a lot of information. And he got into the UFO phenomena, and he continued exposing, you know, government cover-ups and a lot of things like that. One thing that was amazing is even though the government put Wendell in prison, I don't want to go online as saying how making incorrect, but he was in there for several years, but because they were trying to shut him up. But it didn't work. After he got out, he still continued in his work of exposing government cover-ups and talking about the UFO community, and he was a very remarkable person. And it's going to be a sad loss now for the UFO community. But when I was at the UFO conference in Laughlin in February, he was supposed to be a speaker. And it was the first time that I can ever remember him not showing up for something. Instead, they did it his interview by video. And he didn't look very healthy on the video. They said he was sick. I think he said pneumonia, and that's why he didn't show up at the conference. But he was still there, holding up his end by doing it by video. So he was determined to continue. So that was in February. So now just 2 weeks ago, he did die, and I'm not sure of what he died of. But what I heard is that they had a memorial service in Arizona, and it was with full military honors, him being a colonel, and they wanted anyone who was in the Arizona community, that area, to come to the memorial service. Of course, I was over in Europe. But in honor of him, what I want to do tonight is play an interview I did with him about 4 years ago when we were at the UFO conference in Eureka Springs. And I think if you hear him again, you'll hear the amount of information this man had going all the way back. His memory is so sharp, and he talks about the atomic bomb and Hiroshima and many things that a lot of us hadn't even thought about and put together, that the government may have been doing things that long ago. But his mind was sharp, and he could remember details of things that happened a long time ago. So he's going to be very sadly missed. But tonight I'm going to devote the show to the playing of the tape that we did. And this was back in 2006 with Wendell Stevens at the UFO conference in Eureka Springs. Okay, and then next week we'll be back to the regular programming. Okay, Seth, have you got it there ready to roll?
This is Dolores Cannon. I'm finally back from Europe and Asia, and I'll be reporting on that later in the month. But right now, we're broadcasting from the UFO conference in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. This is the 18th year that this conference has been going on. I've been involved with it since the very beginning. And my guest today, I believe, has been involved with it almost the whole 18
years. Since 1947.
47. Maybe with this conference here.
Oh yes. No,
this conference, it's been 18 years. Okay, so I have asked one of the speakers, who is also a longtime friend of mine,